It's time to talk about food and drink and restaurants and cooking and kitchens and food shows on TV and lots more. It's Food Talk STL with David Craig on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com.
Hey, good morning and welcome. It was 25 years ago this week that I flew from Jacksonville, Florida to St. Louis for a job interview that actually led to my moving up here a few weeks later. I remember I was thinking yesterday about some of the places that I dined in my early days in St. Louis. I remember my soon-to-be boss took me out to lunch at the Fedora Cafe at Union Station, later Brett Hall's and Charlie Spoon's, and I'm not even sure if there's anything in that space these days. And then I came up here, my first meal as a St. Louis resident, went to the Hacienda, and it was okay, and I ate there actually many times during the 90s. And then my cousin moved to St. Louis at the exact same time. And while we were waiting for our families to join us, we dined out several times, went to Canetto's a few times, Charlie Gito's downtown, and whatever bar and grill was at Kenrick Plaza at the time. It was pretty good. And then my old friend David Craig Scout took me to Balaban's. That was great. And then my wife came up to look for a house, and my boss took us out to the hot new restaurant in Clayton, Cardwell's. It was hard to get a reservation, but we got one. It was good. And then as my wife and I were looking for houses, I remember we went out on Easter Sunday, 1988, and a lot of places are closed on Easter. I mean, a lot of we ended up having Easter dinner at Casa Gallardo. It was actually pretty good. And then I came to work here downtown, and my coworkers took me to Miss Hulling's. It was kind of a weird place over there at 11th and Locust. And then I remember the food court at St. Louis Center and going down there, and it was just hopping, and there were people everywhere. Happily, things worked out, and a little nostalgia from back in the day. Hey, welcome to our show. We have a couple of new movies to talk about very quickly, and then we're going to get into our chat here with my guest, Jim Fiala. There's this new movie called Oz the Great and Wonderful, and almost every critic really doesn't like it. I liked it a lot. I really enjoyed it. Love the colors. Love the way they put it together. And I actually liked James Franco as Oz, and a lot of people didn't. I would say, I think this is going to be a movie that the critics don't like, but audiences will like. And if you are a person who likes those kind of movies, go see it at a theater in 3D on the biggest screen you can. Everybody does agree that the 3D effects are pretty good. The story, I don't know. My wife, I asked her yesterday, she said, David, I think that movie was stupid and it was badly written. And I said, I'm sorry, I like it. So there you go. There's my thought. And you can read my reviews. I have a movie website, davidcraigmovies.com. Then there's this other movie. It's a, I guess it's a Plaza Frontenac movie called Emperor, with Tommy Lee Jones as General MacArthur and Matthew Fox from Lost as a younger general. And it's when the Americans are moving into Tokyo after the Japanese surrender, and they have to decide whether or not to hang Emperor Hirohito for war crimes. You know, was he complicit with the attack on Pearl Harbor or an innocent bystander? Well, there you go. That, and it's a good movie for grown-ups. And you don't need any 3D glasses to see Emperor, but I liked it as well. Okay, on to our show. Website for the show, foodtalkstl.com. We're on Twitter at foodtalkstl. Also on Facebook. And if you have any questions, comments, email foodtalk@yahoo.com. We're broadcasting from the Bomarito Automotive Group Studios at KFNS. Producer is Matt Grover. And my first guest is my old bud, Jim Fiala. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in here today on this rainy Saturday. I didn't think it was going to rain until late tonight.
Well, so much for trusting those weathermen.
Yeah. Hey, couple of things going on at your restaurant. You've got the Chef Wars, which I guess we've now done the four quarterfinals and moving on to the semifinals. Would you kind of tell the story of Chef Wars to listeners? Because I think it's something that people foodies and people who just enjoy good restaurant food might enjoy participating in?
Well, it's kind of a take on kind of whether it's Chopped or one of those Food Network TV shows. I don't really watch them because I'm usually working. Mm-hmm. I don't watch a lot of TV. But one of the great things about those shows is just seeing the creativity of the chefs. So a friend of mine, Bill, came to me one day. He's like, Jimmy, you got to do something like this. This would be a great idea. I was like, that is a great idea. So what we did was we gave, I picked out two of my chefs. I said, you guys are going up against each other in a competition. And I gave them each four ingredients. And so we have one coming up on Wednesday, and it's going to be snails, goat cheese, monkfish, and cinnamon are the four ingredients. So I give them these ingredients, and then they have to go up against each other. So it comes down to about a 8-course tasting menu, and you get to Wednesday. We'll have two different chefs doing. It's Adam and Turain this week, and there will be they'll both go on a plate, and one will do something with snails, and the other will do something with snails. And so it's a lot of fun. It's $45, and you get to choose which chef wins each course, and you pick your favorite dishes of the night and all sorts of different things. And it's really a lot of laughing, a lot of like razzing the chefs and stuff like that during the course of the evening. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I have observed when you did the ones back in 2011 and then the ones you've done here in 2013, and it's an interesting sort of vibe in the room there at Achero. And by the way, these are done at Achero, or as some people say, Achero, at 7266 Manchester. But the last one, my wife and I were actually participating. We were eating and enjoying all the food. Almost everything was spectacular, some more than others, and of course, you know, we picked our favorites, and there were a couple of things that I thought this one's going to win hands down, and the other one won. So it's really
interesting. It we learn a lot about presentation, about putting ideas together. It really challenges us to think about the way we present food and so forth, because there's been several times where a dish is absolutely delicious, but it's presented in a way that people don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really confirmed sometimes that thought process, you eat with your eyes too.
Well, you know, Jim, from being in the biz as long as you've been in the business, that sometimes food looks great but doesn't taste great, and vice versa.
Right.
Okay, we're visiting on Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS, with Jim Fiala, who is the owner of Achero in Maplewood and The Crossing in Clayton. The last time I saw you, you were actually in the kitchen there at The Crossing. What were you doing? You were doing something to the trout. What were you doing?
I was butterflying them.
Gotcha. Okay.
And taking the bones out.
And I noticed at lunch on Wednesday, a lot of people were ordering that. So, yeah. I've always had good fish at all of your restaurants. Scallops seem to be popular like everywhere around town. I keep seeing them popping up on everybody's menus. Yours are always great. How do you get such good scallops?
Well, scallops are very interesting. There's definitely, you can get them year round, but there's times of the year where they're better than other times. And then you can also get different types of scallops along the way. Sometimes somebody will come up to me and they'll be like, why should I pay $15 for four scallops when I can go down the street and pay $15 and get 15?
Mm-hmm.
And it just comes down to what kind of quality scallops you really want to buy. I'd say there's pretty much four different types you can get. You can get frozen scallops, you can get wet pack scallops, dry pack scallops, day boat scallops, and even a fifth one, diver scallops. And it just kind of comes down to how fresh, how do they preserve them, how do they save them, how do they pack them and ship them and so forth. I would say the best that I've ever seen are the diver scallops.
Okay, is that what you all have all the time, or just
no,
whenever
they're not
you
always available. There's okay. Really only one guy in the country that does diver scallops. And if you've eaten diver scallops and not paid a lot of money for them, then you haven't eaten diver scallops.
Okay, all right. Well, no, they're always good. But back to the chef wars, Adam Ganau is the chef at Achero. He's the guy there all the time. And Terrain is an interesting story. He got a nice feature in Sauce Magazine back in January. Mention a little bit about Terrain, if you would, Jim, please.
Well, Terrain is just one of these guys that has it. He came in to the Crossing several years ago, and I hired him as a dishwasher, as a Burmese refugee. And he just started working, and his work ethic right off the very first day was like humble, hardworking, wanted to please, and just really understood a sense of urgency and all different things that you can't teach people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just looked at my busboy, and my busboy looked at me, and we just both shook our heads and said, he has it. He has whatever it is, he has it. And I just thought to myself, this guy's going to be a future big dog in my kitchen, and it's been proven true.
And he's moved up, though, from dishwasher.
Right. He just keeps doing more, more, more. He's just really neat guy, really good kid. Works hard. He cooks all my fish at the Crossing right now, and every once in a while he has too many energy drinks and we have to slow him down a little bit, but other than that, he's perfect.
And you told us that he passed his citizenship test, and I guess we'll be sworn in here at some point in the near future. We're visiting with Jim Fiala from the Crossing in Achero on Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and you know, Jim, you're very supportive of everybody else in the dining community, and you've told me many times, hey, I went and checked out this place, went and checked out this place, a lot of times because it's people who have worked for you in the past or working there, and you're very supportive of your competitors, and or, you know, you can view them as your fellow men and women in the industry, right?
Right.
And, you know, so somebody opens a place, you go check it out. And it's not just to check out the competition. No?
No, it's not always to check out the competition. It's a special date with my wife. It's just getting out for a little bit. It's whatever. I like to eat out. We do a lot of cooking at home, so at work, so I don't always want to go back home and cook mm-hmm. at home and stuff like that. So I like to go out to eat. That's just one of my favorite pastimes. I've been doing it since I was a kid. My parents love eating out, and it's just part of the way I'm made up nowadays, I guess.
Well, I'm kind of leading into the tale of what you did this week, and if you would mention to listeners, you got to go to a pretty fancy schmancy place the other night.
Yes, I was able to go out to Napa on Thursday night, and I called up one of my buddies who used to be the wine director at Niche, Brian Lipa, and I gave him a call and said, hey, I'm coming into Napa. Can you get me into the French Laundry next week? And he did a little bit of work, and he got us, Melissa and I, into the French Laundry on Thursday night.
And did it live up to the to everything you've heard?
It was interesting. It was really a great experience. I've always wanted to go there. You know, Thomas Keller took over the French Laundry around 93, and that's when I was working at right at the time that I got a job at Danielle in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he immediately took it. It was like the right time, right place in the country to do what he wanted to do. And he just blasted onto the scene back then. And it was really a really good experience because I'd been wanting to go there for 20 years now.
So what'd you think?
Service was impeccable.
Yes.
The atmosphere was great. Maybe a little tight, but it was great. The presentation was flawless. The presentation was just absolutely stunning. Just the attention to detail really challenged me to think about presentation of food and stuff like that. It's really an amazing experience. Food was really good. I really enjoyed most of the dishes. There was a dish or two in there that I probably never serve in my restaurant, but that's, you know, different strokes for different folks, I guess.
Now, is it one of those places where at the French Laundry was everything like tiny, and did you get like 12 courses? Or
you know, some dishes were small, and some dishes were a lot bigger than I really expected them or wanted them to be.
Sure.
I mean, there was a few dishes I left half-eaten on the because. But first of all, I didn't eat till 9 o'clock at night, which is like eating at 11 o'clock at night in St.
Louis. St. Louis time, yeah.
So it was, I was, there was a couple times where I was like, do you think they'll notice if I just close my eyes for a minute?
Yeah, that that time change, you know, it's a little weird, you know. You go out early in the morning in Los Angeles or California, anywhere else in California, but late at night, man, you get sleepier quicker than the locals.
Yeah, when he gave
me
my reservation, I almost thought, like, can I call him back and say, we would like 5 o'clock?
And French Laundry, wine service, pretty good there?
Yes. Well, my friend Brian was not there that night, so somebody else jumped in, and I didn't, because it was so late, I didn't want to drink too much, and I wanted to really enjoy the food. So I just had him give me a few different tastings of different glasses of wine so that I could try different stuff.
Was Chef Keller in the house that night?
No, he was not. And it was interesting because I was talking to the waiters, and there's one or two of them made a comment like, well, since he's not here very much anymore.
Okay, well, but, you know, he's got other, he's got,
well,
yes, the place in New York,
in
yeah.
New York, and then he has all the other Bouchons and different things going on. So he's very busy.
Oh, yeah. He's got a lot of Bouchons. He certainly does. We're talking to Jim Fiala here on Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS. And you got your 15th anniversary coming up over there at The Crossing in April. And you've seen a lot of people come and go in your community and the whole St. Louis community. I'm sure everybody asked you, you know, what's your secret? Not only to stay there, but, you know, to be pretty successful along the way.
I would say that the one of the things is, when you look at the people that come work for you, I kind of give them all a little area. I say, this is the area I want you to work in. These are your boundaries. And I kind of give them their boundaries. And then once they understand the boundaries that I want them to stay in, then I let them go. And it's really great because then you end up with people that care about their job, because they're allowed to do what they want to do and cook the way they want to cook within the constraints and understanding of the way I want it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going off on tangents or anything. And we really have, you know, waiters that get it and they understand what it means to take care of customers. And we just kind of focus on really the customer and what we're trying to give the customer every day, whether it's food. We want our food to be delicious, and that's it. And that's great, but there's a lot of delicious food out there. So you have to add good service, inviting, and really what we try to do that I think really makes it nice is you put them all together and people have a great experience when they come to eat at the Crossing and at the Churro.
Well, talking about employees, I mean, I'm sure that there are people listening in really any kind of industry who have worked with micromanagers, people who are on your butt all the time and, you know, on your case and saying, no, you got to do it this way, David. This is the way. Well, you know, I'll get the result. No, you've got to do it my way or the highway. It's hard, I would think, to be a micromanager and be on top of everybody all the time.
I mean, you'll... The restaurant can consume as much time as you want to give it.
Yeah.
I mean, it will consume your entire life if that's what you want and that's what you want to give it. It will take it. And it won't, and you know what? At the end of the day, it won't be perfect.
Yep.
And I think that's one of the things that I learned early is that it'll never be perfect. And as soon as you're complacent and think it's perfect, you're signing your death warrant.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on 15 years. Now, when you went to the French Laundry the other night, did they give you choices? Did they say, here, Jim, do you want the beef or do you want the fish with this?
No, they came out to me and said the chef would love to prepare a menu for you and do some fun stuff. Do you have any problem with that? And I said, no way. Go to town, have fun, cook for me. I don't care. So I didn't even see a menu till after the meal. Then they gave me a copy of what I ate.
Got you. So they knew you were a restaurant guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Brian put the reservation.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, that's kind of a neat experience. And most everybody that I know who's gone has, you know, it's like they kind of come back and, yeah. You know, so there you go. Another one to check off of the bucket list.
Exactly. That's the way I looked at it. It was great. I was really glad I got the opportunity to go.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for stopping in here today. Thanks for helping support our show. And I'll see you sometime here real soon. That's Jim Fiala from The Crossing and Acero, both of which are open tonight if you want to go have a nice dinner in St. Louis. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to a guy who's got a new place called the Southwest Diner and another guy who's got a place opening out in St. Charles called Prosino. So we'll get into all of that stuff yet to come this morning on our show, Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan KFNS.